Military strategists now consider cyberspace to be the fifth domain of war among states, in addition to air, land, sea, and outer space. The U.S. military created a cyber command last year, and while the technology of cyber weapons races ahead, the laws governing conduct of cyber war have fallen behind. Military and academic legal scholars met at the University of California Berkeley Law School recently to talk about the situation. From Berkeley, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
As a rule, the U.S. tends to avoid international treaties to solve big international problems, especially when it comes to war. But when it comes to cyber war, America might want to reconsider, according to Abraham Sofair from the Hoover Institution.
The basic idea that we have an edge is really dubious.
Cyber warfare is the term used when one state tries to take down another state's internet infrastructure. The Stuxnet worm, intended to cripple Iran's uranium enrichment program, is a much-discussed example. It's hard to say when cyber incursions reach the threshold of war, Sofair says, because it can be almost impossible to identify the combatants.
People can come up with things that we can't even think of. There are very bright Iranian kids, Chinese kids, Russian kids, and they're being funded by their governments. I'm not suggesting that they're on their own. We're coming up with ways that threaten.
And more developed countries like the U.S. are more vulnerable to cyber attacks because they're more exposed. But so far, there aren't any clear international alliances being developed to counter the threat. Kate Jostrom is from the UC Berkeley Law School.
My sense is it's more like the Wild West out there. So I think it's really critical as we move into consideration of cyber operations that we're clear about what boundaries are going to be put around this activity.
Cyberspace is an open field for military planners as well as lawyers. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Hayden, deputy legal counsel for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says that the Defense Department just told Congress that it has officially moved beyond kinetic warfare involving physical force.
The department has the capability to conduct offensive operations in cyberspace to defend our nation, allies, and interests. If directed by the president, DOD will conduct offensive cyber operations in a manner consistent with the policy principles and legal regimes the department allows for kinetic operations, including the law of armed conflict.
The main debate now focuses on how to apply the existing body of international law on warfare and protecting civilians to cyber war. Ann Quinton is from the International Committee of the Red Cross.
The important thing is that cyber attacks may have humanitarian consequences. So it is really fundamental that they are regulated by the law that already exists.
Quinton says the humanitarian consequences of a cyber attack could include damage to infrastructure like power grids and toxic waste facilities. Many legal scholars wonder whether the word attack is even appropriate. Cyber events can range from hackers trying to infiltrate commercial or government computers for fun to terrorists trying to cripple air traffic control systems. And then there's the question of how bad the threat actually is. Some, like Abraham Sofair from the Hoover Institution, contend that the cybersecurity industry has a strong interest in stoking fears about cyber war.
Because they want to hype a situation, create massive income for themselves, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, giving advice to companies about and the government about how to protect themselves from this terrible war. I'm quite suspicious about the hype. And if you sit down and you make a list of how many real serious attacks have we had in the last decade? I wouldn't exceed 10.
But don't tell that to Estonia or Georgia. Both former Soviet republics suffered crippling attacks on their internet infrastructures in the last 5 years. All fingers pointed at Russia. But in cyber war, there's no satellite photos of tanks or troop movements. Little can be done to prove whether a state has launched an attack. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser.